Hi, this is Tony, and before we get started today, I just want to tell you about my brand new book called Crazy Good Advice, 10 Lessons Learned from 150 Leading Social Entrepreneurs. If you're like most people who listen to Social Entrepreneur, you want to do more than make a living. You want to make a difference. But how do you get started down that path? In this book, we've put together the 10 best pieces of advice from 150 leading social entrepreneurs. You don't want to miss it. Find out more at tonyloyd.com. That's tonyloyd.com/book. Now let's get on to the show.
I was on a run with some friends in New Orleans where I was living at the time, and I felt an electric shock run up the side of my leg, kind of like I had stuck my foot into a toaster and fell to the ground in a grand mal seizure. I had no symptoms prior.
Welcome to Social Entrepreneur. My name is Tony Lloyd. I'm a former Fortune 500 executive, but today I spend my time with changemakers who are making an impact in the world. Each week, you'll hear exciting stories of ordinary people just like you who are making a difference. They share their successes, their failures, and what they're learning along the way. Thanks for being with me today. Let's get started. Hi, and welcome to Social Entrepreneur and today's guest, Ann Davis with Venture with Impact. And we could file this episode under Things That Change You. Obviously, this conversation that Ann was having right at the kickoff here, where she talked about it felt like she stuck her foot in a toaster and suddenly, without warning, she fal to the ground in a grand mal seizure. So obviously, that's something that changes the direction of your life. And that's what happened with Ann. She'll tell you more about it during the interview. But the other thing that we talk about here is something that really changes you is travel. When you travel somewhere, do you experience that? That you experience new cultures and new people? Maybe you're exposed to new ideas, and then you become more informed about the way other people live, and you become more empathetic, perhaps, about what's happening with them. Travel changes you. In fact, there's a quote. It's often attributed to St. Augustine, though I don't think he said it, but I still like the quote. It's, "The world is a book, and those who do not travel read only one page." So I really like that as a description of how travel changes us. It's a great conversation on a lot of levels. So here she is, Ann Davis of Venture with Impact.
Hi, I'm Ann Davis. I'm the founder of Venture with Impact. Venture with Impact, we take professionals that apply individually to cities in South America, and we're expanding to other countries as well. And the core of our program is the professional development experience. So we match each of our participants with a nonprofit or social business that aligns with their professional skills, interests, and work schedule if they're working remotely.
All right. So you're thinking about this kind of like people who are in the corporate world, and they're thinking, how do I expand my leadership skills, my competencies, my whatever? And one of the ways they can do that is with your offering. So if I understand it right, they're still working their day job, but they have an opportunity to go work remotely in a location you provide. And so if I get wrong here at any point, feel free to jump in. And so it gives them an opportunity to not only just continue on their job working remotely, but they also get to partner with nonprofits, NGOs, social enterprises, that kind of thing. So did I get that about right?
Yeah, exactly. And we've had participants and professionals that have, you know, are between jobs or are taking some time off of work as well, in addition to those that are working remotely.
Okay. So if I'm an entrepreneur and I want to, you know, hone my skills in sales or whatever that might be, then I might have an opportunity to come to one of your locations and to work with someone and really kind of work on those skills on behalf of that company. Is that a fair assessment? Yeah. Okay, so help me understand the process then. So where do people find you and where do you connect with the nonprofits and social enterprises? So kind of paint the picture for us here.
Sure. So in terms of finding our partners, we're always on location developing relationships with our nonprofit organizations and social business partners. And that's very important to the success of our programs. We found that once we're on the ground, we get referrals from locals, from our partner organizations as well. And then once we have a good understanding of the needs of our partners from month to month, and the skills of our participants, we match people accordingly.
Okay, so you're like match.com for nonprofits and professionals, is that?
Yeah, more or less. But we do want to, you know, make it clear that our organization, our program is really for the benefit of the professional. And then as a result as well, we hope that the nonprofit partner or, you know, social business partner benefits as well. But we don't ever want to make the, you know, imply that we're a one-sided organization that's coming in to help, you know, change a local organization, if that makes sense.
Right, right. So you're not, you know, people coming into the rescue, right? So it's not that kind of mentality, right?
Exactly. It's more of a learning experience, a professional development experience, hopefully from both ends, from the, you know, the side of the partner and the participant.
Right. And when, so let's say I signed up with your organization and you said, okay, this fall we have a program, it's in Peru. And so then I'm going to fly there. So where am I going to stay? What am I going to see? What's that going to look like?
Yeah. So we provide, there's certain things that we provide for all of our participants. The accommodation, which is a private room in a 2 or 3 bedroom apartment with internet. Co-working space, if our participants are working remotely. And 24/7 support from our staff in country. And we have local staff as well as American staff working with our participants and our partners. And then additionally, we do weekend trips, day trips, and other cultural events and activities. And I also love to, you know, tell you a little bit about, we do a weekly meetup that's, you know, been one of the most popular parts of our programs, and that we, each week, we all come together and we talk about a different cultural topic and our volunteer experiences. And oftentimes we invite members of the local community and staff of our partners as well.
Yeah. So what's the energy of those meetings like? What's it like to be in the room there?
Yeah. It's, you know, quite an experience because there's so much personal growth that takes place from week to week. And so in the first week, it's all about getting to know one another and setting goals with our nonprofit organizations, as well as personal goals for growth throughout the month or two. And then, you know, week to week, everyone gets the opportunity to talk about the progress of their goals. And in that respect, you know, there's so much, everyone gets to see the change that's taking place among their fellow ventures. And a community is formed, and that's where the networking piece comes in as well.
Yeah. So your organization is Venture with Impact. And so how do you make money? Where's the money in all this?
Sure. So we do not ask for any money from our partner organizations. We're, you know, there to assist them. All of our revenue comes from our program participants. For, you know, all of the logistics that we provide, as well as the experience in the network. So for 1 month, the fee is $1,250, and then there's a discount for each additional month. And like I mentioned, you know, that includes the accommodation, 24/7 support, airport pickup, orientation, and then, you know, those things such as the networking, the community, the partner.
Let's give the caveat, prices are subject to change, right?
So, yeah, well,
so if somebody hears this 2 years from now, I don't want them holding you accountable for your pricing right now. But how did you get into this work? What was your path?
Sure. So my, I guess, background is a little bit more of a serious one, or sort of the reason that I came to found Venture with Impact about 5 years ago. I was diagnosed with brain cancer. I was on a run with some friends in New Orleans, where I was living at the time, and I felt an electric shock run up the side of my leg, kind of like I had stuck my foot into a toaster. and fell to the ground in a grand mal seizure. I had no symptoms prior. So I was rushed to the hospital and, you know, found out just a week or two later of my diagnosis. And then after that experience, I, you know, kind of, there was sort of a mind shift. And I started to question sort of things that related to my future. What were my passions? What, you know, what did I really want to do? And I was really passionate about international development. I was teaching at the time and I really enjoyed working with my kids, but I knew I wanted to do something outside of the United States.
At that point, had you been outside the United States?
I had. I was passionate about travel and traveling prior, but I think that was really the catalyst. That experience was the catalyst to, so that from that point forward, I was traveling and also traveling as well as trying to see what in what ways I can make a, more of a social impact internationally.
Yeah. So when was the first time you traveled internationally?
Well, when I was younger, my family had taken a couple trips to, you know, Mexico. I think that's not uncommon for Americans. Yeah. And then, but I think my first real experience abroad was when I was in college and I went to Chile for a summer. It was sort of a study abroad experience. And I lived with a local family and, you know, it was such an opportunity for me to get a good understanding of local culture. And I fell in love with Latin America and just the people and realized, you know, there are so many cultural differences, but then I also had a greater understanding of how similar we were to those people. And, you know, that's also another, you know, core aspect of Venture with Impact is those cultural understandings and gaining empathy.
Yeah. Yeah. So you went out for this run with your friends. Partway through, you had a seizure. You found out that you had a brain tumor. It was like it was a moment that shaped your mission, right? It was one of those moments in life where your life took a sudden turn. So what did you do to act on that in that moment then?
I think it took me a little bit of time to process the whole experience. It was a life and death experience. And from there, I went back to teaching because I had only taught for I had taught for less than a year at that point. And I was still trying to figure out, you know, what my next steps would be. And over the next couple of years, I moved to New York and then decided after I got my master's in education that what I really wanted to do was work abroad. And my passion was in international development more so.
Good. And how did you discover that passion? I mean, you know, international development is kind of a big term. So I hear that you're in New Orleans, you go to New York, you have, you know, this life altering experience. You've done some international travel, but how does it become this? I mean, how did you learn about that? And what actions did you take to sort of say, I'm now working on international development?
Sure. So it didn't happen all at one time, but I knew that I wanted that shift in my career. So I quit my job and I just decided to move abroad. So I really found a really, you know, quick way to move abroad. I was looking on Idealist, which is a wonderful website for those that are looking for, you know, jobs, but as well as volunteer and internship experiences. So it's really, I kept things open because I wasn't sure what my next steps would be. I found program director position in Trujillo, Peru, and I just moved there on a whim, not knowing anybody and not really knowing much about the nonprofit organization as well. But I just knew I wanted to get abroad.
Did you know anything about being a program director at that point?
So I actually had founded small nonprofit organization in college in New Orleans called Swim for Success. And we provided swimming lessons to, you know, economically disadvantaged families. So I did have experience as a program director. And then I worked with a few startup organizations in New Orleans as well. So I had a little bit of business experience. And then in Trujillo, worked with this nonprofit organization that provided, it was local, provided English instruction to in public schools. And then from there, I really had the opportunity to develop relationships with some other local nonprofits and already had the idea for Venture with Impact in mind. And it kind of, you know, from there, I just started talking to people, and then we launched our first program in January. It all happened so quickly.
So the idea came to mind. Now, I would imagine you have to find the nonprofits and social ventures that you're going to work with. You have to really understand their need. You have to think about how you're going to house people when they get there. You have to think about a co-working space if that's something that they need. You know, I'm sure all of that cost you a little bit of money. So how did you go from sort of idea to action?
So I figured out what our, you know, startup costs would be, but really I hardcore bootstrapped. I was able to tap into I was a participant of Teach for America. That's initially how I came into teaching. So I had that strong network as well as my other professional and personal networks. And through, you know, friends of friends of friends or people in those networks, I found an initial 14 people, 14 professionals, and was able to somehow convince them to come to Trujillo and participate in our first two-month pilot program. And I kept the costs at a minimum. So I did not make any, you know, I didn't make any profit in those first 2 months. And I made that clear to our participants as well, that, you know, this is our pilot. Love for you to participate, provide feedback, and you're only covering the cost of your accommodation and a few, you know, workspace, internet, a few additional logistics. So the costs were extremely low.
Yeah, so you piloted it with sort of friends and family. So instead of like going for a round of funding from friends and family, you said, well, let's just actually try to do this thing. And so sort of get through the mechanics of it, see what that experience was like. So you had 14 people who came. What did you learn from that initial pilot?
A lot. And I was lucky enough to have such a wonderful group of people. And it wasn't, and honestly, I was lucky enough to not have friends and family. So I think I knew one or two of the initial 14 people prior, but it was really important that I didn't know them, because then I could, you know, trust their feedback more. So, I mean, what is your cousin going to give you all the honest feedback that you need versus a stranger?
So what did you learn from it though?
Oh, sure. Let's see. I think I learned initially how important it was to really have a strong understanding of the needs of the partners, and then as well as the specific skills of each of the participants, and then, you know, take the matching from there. Because I think in the initial first 2 months, the needs assessment wasn't as in-depth as it needed to be. So to some extent, although everyone gained personally from the program, I think that our partners could have gained more if the matching had been, you know, more specific.
That was a pilot program. Was that in 2016 or in 2017?
This past year, 2017.
2017. Okay. And so have you run your first, so from the pilot program, have you run the next round of people going abroad on this?
So we continued in Peru since June. And then we added an additional program here in Medellin, where I am now, this July. And we've been running with 5 to 12 participants per month. That's about a third of our participants thus far have participated for 2 months.
And how do people find out about it? I mean, you know, I'm sure you don't have a massive budget, since you said you used a qualifying word about bootstrapping. It was like extreme bootstrapping.
Yeah. Or something, yeah. Right? Yeah.
So since you're doing this sort of extreme bootstrap, how do you get the word out? How do you market, advertise?
Sure. So up until this point, it's been through, you know, personal networks. Professional networks that I am part of, like I mentioned, Teach for America, as well as a lot of social media. So we have a presence on Instagram, we're building a presence on Facebook, and really word of mouth. So because we've had almost 40 ventures thus far, they've been able to spread the word through their networks as well, because, and they want to share the experiences that they've had. And
Yeah. Is there a particular hashtag that people use when they're on these ventures?
Yeah, just Venture with Impact.
Venture with Impact.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's something you've learned on your journey that, you know, you might pass along to other aspiring social entrepreneurs?
I would say, you know, we've talked about bootstrapping, and part of bootstrapping is I have not, even though I founded Venture with Impact, I have not done this alone. I've received so much help from friends and family, but also strangers that have just been interested in working with us and interested in learning more, and that have been just so generous. And I think it's important not to be afraid to ask for help and share your idea, because people want to, they want to help, and they're oftentimes gaining something as well. So I've had people that are, you know, interested in expanding their graphic design portfolio. So they've, you know, helped us with some brochures or logo. I've had people that are interested in improving their writing skills, so giving them the opportunity to write blog posts for us. And it's a, you know, it's a two-way street. We're both gaining from that partnership.
Yeah. So really you're building a tribe and you're leaning into their support.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a really important lesson, to just be willing to say yes to offers of help and to be open to that. So if people were looking for Venture with Impact online or on social media, where would they look?
Sure. Yeah. So we're on Instagram at Venture with Impact, and our website, www.venturewithimpact.org, Twitter, Venture Impact, Facebook. You know, we have our Venture with Impact Facebook page. So please like and share. That'd be all the more helpful to us.
All right. Great. And a call to action. So people have been hanging out with you and me for like a little less than half an hour. Based on this conversation and based on what you know about our listeners, what's something you would love to see them go and do as a result of this conversation?
Sure. So if you're interested in traveling, growing professionally and personally, and giving back, just check out Venture with Impact on our website, www.venturewithimpact.org. And please share with your friends or colleagues or family and anyone you think that may be interested in our program.
Excellent. Well, Anne, thanks so much for being with us on Social Entrepreneur.
Yeah, thanks so much for this opportunity, Tony.
And thanks to you, the listener, for joining us today. You are the reason that we produce Social Entrepreneur every Monday. You can find the show notes, bonus material, and more at tonyloyd.com. That's TonyLoyd.com. And while you're at it, will you do me a favor? Subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast app. It really helps others to find these stories of changemakers who are making a difference in the world. Well, listen, thanks so much for joining me today. And until next time, please remember to use this one short, amazing life and go make an impact. Thanks. We'll talk to you next time on Social Entrepreneur.